This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have a great show today, and I hope we can live up to our high school sports team. I believe we're going to have two state champions in the boys and the girls. What do you think, Brian?
I say this is the year that we've got a definite shot.
And both undefeated, right? Going to go all the way through.
Well, they've got to get there, but we're going to have two girls teams and two boys teams, I think, in the state tournament. I think Riverdale and Blackman girls, even though they're playing tonight for the region championship, I think they're going to be favored to win in the sectional and both get there. And same for Blackman and Siegel boys.
Yeah. You did a good job calling the games. You and John do a great job.
We'll be there tonight, girls championship night.
Yeah. These will be full.
I think it'll be a good crowd there.
He's a John Ward of Murfreesboro.
He is the John Ward of Murfreesboro.
Absolutely. I listened last night. I thought John Ward came out of retirement.
Yeah, it's amazing. It keeps me on the edge of my seat. And if you notice, when somebody shoots, it's usually about 15 seconds after the ball goes through the net that he finally goes swish. You know,
swish. And Brian, you know, with a face like his, he belongs on radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the flattery.
You know it wouldn't last long.
Compared to Ray Duffy, the old Irishman who used to call the games here at WGNS.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's right up there with him. That's right.
Yeah. You remember when we would play on Friday night, they would replay it on Saturday morning.
Sure.
And it was pretty neat to listen to the game back then.
Hear the game.
Well, we have Mr. Hooper Pinuel on at the far end of the table.
It's
and
fine.
We have
I'm
Mr.
sitting
Dan
down.
Whittle in between. So
one
that
of
we
these
can kinda
hard benches, one of these hard stools they have up here.
Yes.
If they take some of the money they're paying you, Truman, and put on these cushions, it would be softer and more easy for us to speak.
And they would be a little thin.
I know. No, I'm just teasing. It's
now,
fine.
You guys have always got some things going on, and it's always fun to have you because...
Well, it's good to be here, and thank you for letting us come on here and waste a totally good hour in the morning for the people out there in Rutherford County. It's a great opportunity, and something that I look forward to every chance I get, really. I'm not sure how Dan Whittle feels about it, but I'll let him speak.
I'm just happy to be here.
You know, I think the people love to have you guys on because you've almost become part of their family. They're getting so used to you, and you have such great personalities, and you're like two siblings. You fight a lot, and you don't get along in public much, but, you know, I know you're the best of friends.
We are. We're the best of friends. We've been all over the world together.
Oh, have you?
I've carried Hooper all over the globe.
We got him shot at over in Bosnia. He went with us when I was with the Guard, and one of his former publishers, well, I guess it is your former publisher. You worked at a different location at the D&J now, but Ron Fryer called me up and he says, Hooper, we got this invitation to send one of our reporters to Bosnia with you to cover the Guard. And he said, I'll let him go on only one condition. Yeah, I said, well,
one-way trip.
What is that? One-way trip. Don't let him come
back.
That's not
funny. I'll handle the humor. What happened is my best buddies Fryer and Pinuel here. Is it Pinuel or Pinuel?
It's Pinelli. It could be most anything.
Okay. Yeah, well. They got me shot at five times, my buddies in Bosnia and everything. Now, those are good buddies for you.
I heard you reacted in strange ways when the bullets were hitting the plane. Is that correct?
I did not need a laxative. That's correct. I looked down out of the cockpit. Mm-hmm. By the way, I have a distinction that I'll let Pinuel tell you about I was up in the cockpit flying over Sarajevo with the Guard. I looked down and there was this little white puffs of smoke. I asked Lieutenant Colonel Pinuel, I said, what's those puffs of smoke? He said, they're shooting at our derrieres. And that was the Serbs. Serbs were crazy. Yeah. We were taking food and medicine and supplies and sharing it with them out of the airdrops and everything. But yet they'd shoot
we
at
We just
us.
Unloaded there at the airport. With the engines running, we were unloading supplies. This airport was right down between two mountains,
mm-hmm.
and it had high visibility to the enemy, which was up on the hills. And so when we were going into the strip, and we got briefed and said, now we're going to have a hot offload, which means the engines are going to continue to be running. The tail. We was in a C-130. We was in C-130.
Great airplane. Yeah.
At the 118th Airlift Wing.
Yeah.
And they said, whatever you do, stay close to the plane.
Mm.
Well, you know, the media likes to get the best shots that they can get a different angle. And this. So we got permission to let them go outside the airplane over here and shoot pictures of the plane being unloaded by the NATO troops mm-hmm. at that location. Well, what happened was we did that. We got back in the plane and we left on the way out. We took some fire, some hits,
mm-hmm.
from people standing behind trees and, you know, shooting at us. We made it back to Ryan Air Force Base, Ryan Main Air Force Base, and then in Germany. And then as the crew looked at the aircraft after we got on the ground, and see, we've been hit about five times back in the tail section, but
where I was sitting.
Mm-hmm. It was quite an event. We didn't know exactly what it was until we got back, and then that made headlines back home, of course, when the media got back to the barracks and started calling in mm-hmm. and sending in their stories. But
story was a little skewed, to tell you the truth, because it was almost like Washington standing in the front of the boat, which was Whittle, directing everything that was going on. And
he was directing because when we flew into Sarajevo,
here's my distinction.
I hollered back there and I said, Whittle, come up here, up to the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting up there and I was able to sit up there. And I said, this is going to stay with you as long as you live now, because you're going to be the first foreign correspondent from Tennessee to escort media,
uh-huh.
to escort the troops into a war zone.
Wow.
So that made him history.
Yeah. So y'all need to treat me with a lot more respect.
A lot of people think that he should be history.
Well, that's true. They don't tell him.
Yeah.
They tell uh-huh. other people. But he is history. That's right.
Yeah.
He's a walking miracle, I guess.
A walking miracle.
That's right.
And it's amazing how much Dan has accomplished. You know, it's great to talk about him sitting right here in the middle.
Well, right between us. We're just working on him. That's right.
He's always pushing to help somebody else.
He is.
And that's one thing that's always interested me about Dan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he never focuses on anything that's of a down nature. It's always, let's get up and go.
That's right.
And speaking of history,
mm-hmm.
we lost a historic man yesterday. We buried Mr. Don Rutledge.
Now tell everybody who Don Rutledge is.
Don Rutledge is an internationally acclaimed photographer, a real photographer, mm-hmm. as we amateur photographers. Don mm-hmm. Rutledge was a graduate of Old Central High School here in Murfreesboro. He was an ordained minister, and he had a call on his life, and he thought that it was to preach, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But turned out a wise old minister here in Murfreesboro said, Don, your calling may be to have a ministry of photography.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Don listened to that and ultimately had a career worldwide. He photographed the jungles in Africa. He photographed for the Baptist Sunday School Board and their magazine worldwide.
Time magazine.
Time and Look.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there. He covered the race riots.
Talking about in L.A. or after Martin Luther King.
Throughout America,
right,
throughout
okay.
the South.
Okay.
And but he was just a photographer's. I interviewed him, privileged to interview him twice before his passed at age 82. They buried Don yesterday in the Roselawn Memorial Gardens between mm-hmm. Smyrna and Murfreesboro. His brother, Clayton, and sister-in-law, Carolyn, they still reside here in Murfreesboro. Don, at 82's, a few years older than Clayton, his brother. Both of them graduated from Central High School. Mm-hmm. But this is one of the men that that did us proud worldwide. And he worked for Black Star before he began his worldwide of Christian photography mm-hmm. career. Black Star is one of the most prestigious photojournalism companies in the world. Mm-hmm.
Did you get to have any contacts with him? Because I know you're so interested in photography, because I think that's your passion, probably even more than writing.
Well, I'm an amateur.
He did it,
too. Yeah. But one of Don's biggest claims to fame was in 1961. Y'all remember when this gentleman, a white journalist, turned his skin color with chemicals and then went throughout the South to be what it was like to be a black person? Well, Don was the white journalist that accompanied him in Atlanta and New Orleans. Wow. To research that book. And this that book literally transformed America's thinking on the acceptance of all the races. So Don was a very impactful man.
I would have loved to have had him on my show.
Yeah, he would have been great.
You know, I've heard of his name, but as far as any of his works, I don't know that I've seen any of that. But
that seems to be true around here. We have a lot of people that are known worldwide that live right here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County.
That's right.
And nobody knows who they
well,
are.
Maybe that's
good for them.
It is. I guess.
This brings up something that's important that's happening in our community current. Is that next year, on our second induction into the Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame, the new Journalism Hall of Fame that Hooper and I have helped put together.
Are you guys on the board?
We're on the board.
Wow, that's quite a distinction.
But Don is going to be one of those that I propose mm-hmm. To be in the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. Along with Grantland Rice.
Yes.
And
Four Horsemen.
And the Edgar Allen. And Red O'Donnell, a few of the oldies. We can't forget these men.
I could probably name close to 50 people that would deserve to be in there. It's a tough decision, because you're talking about people who are in different parts of journalism that mm-hmm. have great distinction all across the nation. People know them actually worldwide.
Fred Russell.
Yeah, Fred Russell, loved him. Raymond Johnson on the
Raymond
other side.
Johnson.
Yeah. And you just go on and on and on. So how do you pick? I mean, you've got radio, you got television, and you have the
Well,
print.
That's one thing that makes the new Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame. We're based at MTSU, but we are independent nonprofit board of directors. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that makes us unique. We're all inclusive. Mm-hmm. TV, radio, newspaper, electronic, mm-hmm. public relations, photography, of course, is included in
anything
all of that.
Anything that has to do with the field of journalism. Yeah. And that's a wide spectrum there.
Do you guys get a lot? We've got a caller on the line. We'll get right back to that. Let's put our ears on.
Uh-oh, we've generated caller, something.
Welcome aboard with Hooper Pinuel and Dan Whittle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to add something about the Don Rutledge person. He lived in the Salem community on Kingwood Road, at Kingwood Lane, out here right off of Winrow Road. Mm-hmm. His daddy was a farmer, and we lived close. And Don and Clayton and Dorothy Ann, they started out in the little one-room schoolhouse there on Kingwood. Miss Anna King and Miss Catherine Williams were the teachers there. And I got to go there one time and, you know, spend a day at the school when it was there with them. But he and his brother were the nicest young men growing up there on the farm. I can remember sometimes that they'd come in for eating dinner. And then when they got ready to go back out to the field, wherever Mr. Jess, their dad, was farming, both of those boys would give their mama a little kiss, a little peck on the cheek before they went back out to work. But they sure were a fine family, and I just wanted to tell you that about Don.
Thank you, and that's a great story. Good story. I appreciate that.
Thank you for sharing that.
You know, the Kenwood Drive area was it was a neat area back in that time.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather, his name was Lemuel Crittenden Wynn, was in the real estate business here back before the crash,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the farms that they owned, but they lost it to the bank at that time. So he and my grandmother and some of my aunts and uncles used to live there years and years and years ago. So I wanted to share that with this young lady who just called in, and that's on Kingwood Drive. And mm-hmm. that, I mean, you never would know it was a farm by looking at the houses and the streets mm-hmm. and everything that's there now, but it used to be one of the better farms in the area. So
it's actually one of the prettiest areas in Rutherford County.
Our first induction with the Journalism Hall of Fame is April 26 at MTSU.
April 26.
We have inductees. The first class is mm-hmm. six men and women
mm-hmm.
From East, West, and Middle Tennessee. Hooper has done yeoman's work. Mm-hmm. Hooper's a good detail person. He helped form the corporation, the nonprofit corporation. Did all the legwork with the banking and helped us raise funds from the community. We need to thank people like Peter Demas and the Chamber of Commerce and other business leaders of our community. Mm-hmm. They gave us seed money to get this launched. I feel like, I don't know how Hooper feels like, but I feel like the Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame is going to help not only to accentuate our great community across the state through media outlets mm-hmm. in talking about the Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame, it will help point attention also to MTSU's world-class mass comm news journalism department out here. And it's already the talk of throughout America colleges as being one of the most fantastic journalism schools in America.
Well, it is, and also to add to that, Dr. Roy Moore, who is the dean out there, has done a great job in making the media center happen and bringing it forward. It's going to be a great asset to the community of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, and the state of Tennessee. When we start advertising, when we release the names of the first class,
which you're not able to do today.
Going to do it today until we get ready to do that, mm-hmm. then the media will absolutely pick up on it, and a lot of attention will be brought to Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, and also to MTSU.
And we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Hooper Pinuel and Dan Whittle.
Good morning. This is RS from the Building Codes Office, and I realize that you're doing a radio program, and you probably haven't thought about this. But the door opening in that building where WGNS is located there on Church Street, they're only average size opening. And if you continue to praise Mr. Whittle, I'm afraid his head will swell past the normal door size and he will not be able to leave the building. So we just wanted to caution you on that.
We appreciate that public announcement, and we do want to let you know that we actually had to force him in the building this morning. So You're exactly right. We may have a problem.
He sometimes believes he's a radio star, but really he is a print journalist. So.
Would you call him a journalist at the highest level? Or
A poor man's journalist
yes.
is what I call myself.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, also, I brought a box of donuts up here, and he may not be able to get out of the building because he has a mission, a food mission. And
if you feed them, they will come.
Yes.
That's right. You feed them. That's the old military thing, right? You gotta.
Well, you guys are having a great program, and I'm really enjoying it. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate the harassment.
Thank you very much, and we're going to take a quick break.
Giving unemployment benefits.
The Labor Department says it's going after $1.3 million mistakenly paid to inmates. Under state law, anyone incarcerated is ineligible for unemployment benefits, but it was recently discovered 944 inmates were sent checks. Officials say any money recovered will go to the General Trust Fund.
That's Dan Idem. Visitors to the Arnold Air Force Base near Tullahoma will find new procedures at the security gates. The Arnold Engineering Development Center says base police are scanning military ID cards at the gates now. The death rate for children in Tennessee dropped by 20% over the 5 years between 2007 and 2011. A report by the Tennessee Department of Health says factors in that decrease include a sharp decline in the number of sleep-related infant deaths due to suffocation or strangulation. A proposal to allow wine to be sold in Tennessee supermarkets and convenience stores has scored its first legislative victory after years of frustration. TRN's Tanya Powers has more.
The Senate committee voted 5-4 to advance the bill. The measure would allow cities and counties to hold referendums next year to decide whether to expand wine sales beyond the state's 600 licensed liquor stores. Statewide public opinion polls have shown strong support for supermarket wine sales. The measure has to be approved by the Senate Finance Committee before heading for a full floor vote.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
The Senate Judiciary has voted to send a bill to lift Tennessee's ban on switchblades to a full floor vote. The measure, sponsored by Republican Senator Mike Bell of Riceville, was advanced on a vote yesterday. It would end restrictions on carrying blades longer than 4 inches. A Ku Klux Klan chapter has received a permit to protest the renaming of 3 Memphis parks that honored the Confederacy and 2 of its most prominent figures. City Attorney Herman Morris says the permit was issued to the Loyal White Knights, which plans a rally in Memphis on March 30th. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
Morton Building's annual Building Value Days sales event is back, and better than ever. This year, we're celebrating our 110th anniversary and offering big savings to you on a new building. Whether you're looking for a farm building, a stall barn, garage, or hobby shop, we've got you covered. That's because Morton Buildings are custom-built to meet your needs. Building Value Days runs now through the end of February. For more information, contact your local Morton sales office or visit us online at mortonbuildings.com.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne & Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne & Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest, locally owned, independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tirewood.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Consumer questions, money concerns, and more. This is Clark Howard, and I'll take your calls on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS. WeatherEye.
We have a slight chance for rain, mainly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-40s with a blustery west-southwest wind. Chance for rain tonight and a low near 33. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, 39.
Our WGNS birthday cake winner today, Beverly Patterson at Kittrell School in the cafeteria there, receiving the birthday cake today. And want to say congratulations to our good neighbor of the day, Siegel High School girls basketball coach Alan Bush. Someone wrote in and told us that he is giving and patient with all of his players, and noted he is also a great teacher and mentor. Receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts, Alan Bush, our good neighbor of the day.
That update brought to you by Bosch Appliances. Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. Find the great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers at your local Bosch dealer.
He knows Rutherford County as good as anybody. Truman Jones. It's the Truman Show here on WGNS AM and FM.
And we're back with Hooper Pinuel and Dan Whittle. And this part of their show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turned off broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road. Now, we're talking about, I know we've got a lot of things to discuss this morning, but we're talking about the Hall of Fame. Where do you guys get your names from and the background for each candidate as this brought up? Because it, as we know, it goes back a long, long way.
Well, as word has spread already of the Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame, ours is unique in that it's all-inclusive of all aspects of the industry. Mm-hmm. Now, word has spread all over that. We're having no problems getting nominees and deserving nominees like Grantland Rice.
But it's not a popular thing where the people that have... been the ones that have read the newspapers, watched the TV programs, and listened to the radio all these years. They every one of us has favorites that have meant a lot to us. Now, do they get to express their opinions, or how does that work?
Well, yes, everybody gets to express their opinions, Dan. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing right now is this first group of inductees. The names were nominated by members of our committee, which is about 16 or 18 people from across the county.
Well, across the state, actually.
And the state, with different backgrounds in the media, in business, all inclusive there. So this first group is coming. Mm-hmm. Once we get settled, we'll have a committee consisting of other members to include the members that will be inducted in the first class to become our nominating committee. And they will in turn accept and receive nominations from folks across the state next class.
Our next class will be, and by this time next year, we'll have all of these, most of these in the computer. Mm-hmm. And can just key them out when it comes time to induct them into the one man that we've been researching. Found out of Chattanooga, founded the Chattanooga Free Press newspaper that's still going. Also, he founded the New York Times newspaper, a gentleman from Chattanooga named Ox, O-C-H-E-S. And John Siegenthaler is another example. Thank goodness he's still a living legend. John is known.
You're talking about junior or senior?
Senior. And he helped cover the race riots in America, helped found USA Today newspaper with the Gannett Company.
He's got a journalism center out here at MTSU, and he's got a seat out there, I think, and he's well known.
Well, one thing, of course, you've got the three different divisions. You've got TV, you got radio, and then you have the print. Mm-hmm. And of course, the thing about TV, you don't have to go back as far. Because I'd say most of us did not get to watch television until probably in the 50s.
50s, exactly. You and I probably started watching about the same time.
Yeah.
Minor Bragg is a case in point. That's the grandfather to Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg.
Right.
Judge David Bragg. Mm-hmm. The Bragg family owned multiple community newspapers back in the early 1900s. They have played a pivotal impactful role in Middle Tennessee journalism.
Oh, that's when newspapers were king. I mean, they were so influential. They controlled just about everything
and
at that time.
Their last touch with the newspaper was the Mighty Cannon Courier, goes back to the 1860s in Woodbury. Mm-hmm. And they sold their interest in the newspaper in Cannon County. Minor Bragg also started the Rutherford Courier newspaper that has now been dissolved, mm-hmm. but been located at first in Murfreesboro and then moved it to Smyrna. So the Bragg family has been, of course, the building out where the Mass Comm Department at MTSU is located is named the John Bragg Building, mm-hmm. and which is very appropriate. But we've got, like you said, we've got multiple years to catch up with a lot of stars in our industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be extremely happy to see the names, and then there are going to be others that, where's my man? Where's Judd Collins?
And that's a good thing because that helps broadcast and take the word. One thing, I've always had a pleasurable habit of going into restaurants and listening to people talk. And I'm bringing up the Hall of Fame as I go around to restaurants because I want to hear from the citizens who they want to appear in the Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame. Fred Allen is one. Jack Knox is another one. He's editorial cartoonist.
Exactly.
With the old Nashville Banner, his daughter-in-law and son lives in Woodbury. Hmm. But Jack Knox was internationally known. There were presidents courted Jack Knox, the editorial cartoonist. Mm-hmm. Another thing that Jack Knox was known widely here in Middle Tennessee was he had an affection for Tennessee walking horses. Mm-hmm. I have most of his etchings, the striking beauty of the Tennessee walking horse. How beautiful those animals are!
But
we are a fantastic state of very talented people, and including today.
Yeah, it's such a big pool to draw from.
Oh, sure.
It really is.
There is no
matter what you do, you're still going to have that little feeling, this one should be in that one.
There's no lack of talent.
No.
It goes, like you said, the three major avenues, and then we have the social media as well, the cartoonist. Mm-hmm. Those people that have played any role in journalism, whatever it may be, would be eligible to, as long as they practiced here, for a significant amount of time, in the state of Tennessee will be eligible to be considered.
And we want to thank Dr. Moore and MTSU President Sidney McPhee for embracing and wrapping their arms around this project because they realize the value of it and the attention it will bring to our community.
Well, you think of the Oscars. They have all of these different divisions, different things that they give an Oscar for. Mm-hmm. And you've got the same thing in the media because think of all of the things that these guys cover from sports to news to entertainment to the social things, the photographers. Everything is there.
Monty Hale.
Monty Hale, Duffy. Go back to Ray Duffy. I mean, it just goes and goes and goes.
And Monty Hale Jr. now is carrying on the tradition. He's here on the radio station.
Now, what category would you be in, Dan?
The left out. Yeah, I'm one of the little people. I know my limitations.
I was looking a little bit at the awards the other night, and I kept trying to hear some name like Dan Whittle being nominated for something, but I never did. I think they left it out or left it off the script or something, but he was really deserving to be some character in some movie or something, and because he promotes this little town of Kanalu, which can't find it on the maps.
It's on your better road
says
maps.
It's on the better maps, but we still haven't been able to find
it. Back in the Boot Hill of Missouri.
You go to MapQuest, and they put a question mark when you put Kanalu in there. Well, what is it?
But let me tell you what Dan does, and I think everybody out there will agree. We get so bombarded with negative things day after day, political things. And
it's
just like building your blood pressure up while you're reading. And then you get to Dan's articles, and they're always have a little bit of humor in them. little tongue in cheek.
That's true.
But it focuses on the things that are happening in our community, and it makes it really worthwhile. So if I read the newspaper, I go to Dan's last, because after I've read all the things that have frustrated
me, you're going to end on a happy note.
Yeah, and then got mad doing my crossword puzzle. Then I go to dance, and then I suddenly feel good. It's like when you go to a movie and you watch the movie that you want to see, and it has all these things, and then you get to watch the Looney Tunes cartoons.
Well,
and then you leave happy.
I think that's the reason Dan and I worked so well together in the guard. I knew that I could depend on him to give us a good story in the guard. And he knew he could depend on us to give him the right information. So that worked really well, to a point where it's carried over into something else. Now that I've retired from the military, we're working on a mission now that's probably the best mission we've ever worked on.
We've been around
the world. That's called the Fisher House Program out here at the VA.
We like $80,000 out there, Radio Land.
Well,
in
let
donations.
Me update you a little bit on that. I heard last night that we're getting pretty close to about $60,000. So
whittling it right on down.
Whittling it right on down. And this March into Spring, which is taking place this weekend, it's a fashion show and a luncheon. It's going to benefit the Tennessee Fisher House Foundation, where they offer free lodging and for Americans' heroes and their families. Saturday, March the 2nd, Stones River Country Club. Tickets still available, $30. Went up just $5 from last year. It's an excellent way to donate and have a good time, and you'll feel better about it after you have. You can purchase the tickets over the phone. Let me give that number right now, if I may. 615-904-2787, or in person you can go to the Center for the Arts, which is the old post office and old library over there on College Street, I believe it is.
I think it's College.
College, yeah, 110 West College Street in Murfreesboro. But what's more about it, we have local businesses that are supporting this and are furnishing the fashions. Penny's Closet and Trendy Pieces and Bella's Boutique.
And the great John Hood, another legendary radio personality.
He's going to be the host, I guess.
He's going to be the MC, Master of Ceremonies.
Is anything ever happens around here that he's not
John
the host?
He's just an icon.
He is.
I don't
he
know
really
what'll
is.
Happen.
Exactly. He's got the best voice. I mean,
he has. Radio voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've listened to his voice.
Right here, got his start at WGNS.
Yeah, when WGNS got started.
That's right. When it was in the Cecil Elrod building uptown on the square.
Yeah.
You know, WGNS is a case in point. The Good Neighbor Station, WGNS, that's what that stands for. This radio station promotes that positive thing in the community. I agree with that philosophy. I've tried to use journalism, particularly the last 30 years, to be a builder in my community, build up people. Another thing that I love about our community here is if we put fire burnout families on the front page of the newspaper or on WGNS radio, we don't ask what politics, we don't ask what race you are. Mm-hmm. We just come to help. This Fisher House, we've had to raise over $2.5 million as Tennessee's parts for the Fisher House. Well, this has been a tough economic time period the last
really,
5 years,
really
and this community has stepped up. Most of these donations for this $2.5 million has come from Rutherford and Cannon, Davison, Wilson counties, Crossville, McMinnville. We are a very giving, sharing community of people.
How did this get started? Because there are other Fisher Houses. How come it took us so long to get into this?
There's about 54 to 56 of them across the nation right now. Started by a fellow by the name of Abe Fisher, who is the founder, who was in the construction business years ago, and he had an injury on the job, and he was not able to serve in the military. Mm-hmm. So he became quite wealthy, and he was seeing the soldiers come back to the VAs and go into the VAs up in New York and around in Washington, and found out that they were having to sleep in cars. The families was having to sleep in cars while the service member went in to seek some treatment.
said, this is just not right. So he started the first. He donated his own. He's a very philanthropic individual. He's into a lot of different things, but the Fisher House is his passion.
And this is all private donations. Mm-hmm. This Fisher House, blessedly, yep, is going to be located on the York VA historical grounds out here. This Fisher House serves the veterans that's being treated at both Nashville and the York VA facility, and their families from throughout America will come here for treatment.
I think, especially in the last 5 to 10 years, the public has made it known that they want their veterans taken care of. We see more and more of people getting involved. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a payback from Vietnam.
Well,
they were so ill-treated during that time.
It is.
And now, even the soldiers today that are over in the war zones,
sure,
as they are wounded and maybe are starting to have emotional problems, they have places to go here, mm-hmm, in the stateside while they're still enlisted. Mm-hmm. And they can go to these places to get treatment, mm-hmm, and some of them actually have the opportunity to go back to the war zones where they came from, and it really does make me feel a whole lot better about what's going on with our guys that are out there protecting us, mm-hmm, because for so long it seems like that they were out of sight, out of mind when they came back.
Well, you know, the Korean War was known as a forgotten war.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're beginning to see a lot of, you know, more publicity on the Korean War, when Iraq and Desert Shield and Desert Storm, mm-hmm, came around, the regular services couldn't do it all by themselves. So they really depended upon the Guard and Reserve, mm-hmm, which is the emphasis of as they hit to the center of America, and this, yep, is where the feelings have come about on taking care of our soldiers when they come back. So there's been so many that have been injured, legs blown off, arms damaged mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think prior to that, when somebody was in the military, they were just in the military. They came, mm-hmm, back, and the VA was responsible for taking care of them.
One thing that Operation Desert Storm in the Iraq War and Afghanistan has driven home the point, the Tennessee National Guard is one of the best guard units in America, mm-hmm, has been for years. As a journalist, the families, the impact on military families has been driven home to me repeatedly. The families are impacted equal to the actual soldiers and what they go through. Mm-hmm. One thing the Fisher House does is embrace mm-hmm the families. Mm-hmm. And again, that Fisher House is just a win-win thing for our community.
The communication. Now, you were a military man, Lieutenant Colonel.
I was about 28 years, both active duty and
their main goal is to have the soldiers ready, put them in those war zones, and make sure that we're going to be successful there. As they have lost the soldiers, as they have become physically impaired, and some a great deal, many lost their lives, of course, it seems like there wasn't a channel to take care of those people when they came back. You know, many of them were volunteers. Of course, there were a lot of draftees in Korea and,
sure,
in Vietnam and,
sure,
and things like that. And just now, it seems like
it's
we
coming,
realize,
coming,
hey, look what those guys did and look what has happened to,
you know,
them.
Some of your heavy lobbying efforts to get benefits for the military serviceman is your American Legion, your VFW, your different organizations that have come to the top,
mm-hmm,
your MOAA, the MOA, the Military Officers Association. There's lots of lobbying groups out there now that are standing up in Washington saying, you better support our people. You better take care of them. It's your responsibility. And that's only right for the American GI who comes back and is wounded, whether it be physically or mentally, they need to be taken care of.
Yes.
And I suggest that our political leaders, present and future, listen to the needs of our military families and listen to the public. And I make this same suggestion to the people, the bureaucracy people that runs the VA system. Listen what the needs are. I'm concerned that the VA here has closed the building that housed the veterans, especially the veterans from Vietnam that were into drugs and alcohol and rehabilitation, and they've closed that building here. That needs to be reopened, and I've researched this quite a bit with staff people then at the VA, and I hope they will reopen that and listen to the people, listen to the soldiers, and listen to the families, what the needs are, and address those needs.
I think you're right, Dan, and I you know, we're not perfect.
No.
The military's not perfect. We make mistakes, but what you need to do is learn from those mistakes and move on. As a lot of people said, move forward. I'm about to get tired of move forward. Those two words, in my estimation, are being overused. You need to go beyond now and take care of business. But
and make sure the conflicts are worthwhile.
Sure.
And make sure that we go in with the idea,
you know,
of winning.
To send our future leaders
don't leave
over
us
there
in between.
For no particular purpose at all, just to have a show is not what we're about, I don't think.
Now, when will the Fisher House officially open up?
Midsummer to early fall. It's being constructed. The roof is on. Hooper drives by it every day.
I heard yesterday that they're putting up the sheetrock inside the building, so that's a great asset right there. It's coming along.
We got 12 units, apartment units. These are self-contained. They have laundry capabilities. They have a common kitchen area. The common kitchen area, Hooper and I have been blessed to tour an existing Fisher House. What happens, the families come together in those common areas and they share. And they bond, and they help each other.
Yeah.
And it's just, if you go to the Fisher House, you think you'll end up being depressed because of wounded veterans there.
Right.
But it inspires you.
It inspires you.
It makes you want to go out and do something for them.
The grounds will be well taken care of. There will be a memorial garden out back that people can go out and sit and sort of think about things. We're selling bricks now to put in that. We've cut off the sale until after this first group is prepared and laid. But you can buy bricks in memory of a service member or a family member or just your own self or whoever. And that will go in the memorial garden.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Hooper and Dan.
Visiting with Dr. Rishi Saxena, board-certified cardiologist. Dr. Saxena, what makes the 64-slice CT scan better than heart catheterization or the treadmill stress test?
This is non-invasive, so you could find the information without putting any needle in the body, then act on it to cut down your risk of heart attack and death from happening.
Before your doctor does a stress test or heart catheterization, call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena, the only certified physician in heart CT in this area. We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building with Christy Sanford here joining us. And Christy, you have more than just clothing here at the thrift store. You've got lots of furniture.
Couches, recliners, chairs, office desk, and definitely appliances.
The warehouse store at the Garden Patch is open Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It changes so often, we have a lot of turnover back there.
The Garden Patch Thrift Store warehouse is open Wednesdays and Thursdays. They're on Spring Street.
Toots. Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun!
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
All righty, we're right back, and Dan wanted to say something real quick.
The Chuck Wagon Gang, 6 o'clock this Sunday night, March 3rd, Smyrna Parkway Baptist Church. Better get there early. And
Great entertainment.
You've used your 15 seconds. I want to say hello to Doug Combs, who was the mystery voice who called in a minute ago from WBRY in Woodbury. I shouldn't have said that. I'm on WGNS here.
Okay. Well, we reached them here, right? In Rutherford County?
Yeah, I think we reached them.
They're good friends over there.
Yeah.
Good friends. Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing about radio people. They get along. They really do.
Thanks for letting us be. And I hope you enjoy your vacation next week down on the beach.
Yeah.
And sit down there and
I hope the feet in the sand.
And that's a good deal. I wish
Can't
you...
Can't hide money going to Panama City, are we?
Yes. Oh, are you going to?
No.
The only place
I get to go is Laverne.
Well, it's been a great
Smyrna.
Show as usual. And I think you'll be listening to podcasts for the rest of this week. And yes. What are you saying, Brian?
Nothing.
Smart man.
Just never mind.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
And I'll be seeing you guys when I get back.
Good. Have a good time, Trevor.